The ending of A Jihad for Love was greeted with rapturous applause from a packed audience. The film, which Indian Muslim director Pervez Sharma filmed in 12 countries and took 6 years to make, is an intimate look at the lives of 12 gay Muslim men and women. Much of the material was filmed in secret in Muslim countries that ban homosexuality. But Sharma says the film is as much about the Muslim faith as it is about homosexuality.
The world's first film about Islam and homosexuality, because what is central to this film is Islam. The Quran is central to this film. I always say that I made this film with a Muslim lens, with a Muslim camera. And if I had been a white Western filmmaker as opposed to a gay Muslim filmmaker, I do not think I would have been able to make this film or get the kind of access that I did into these communities that had been surrounded by silence.
Sharma argues the film is not intended as an attack on Islam, but rather a defense of it. He says the movie is aimed as much at Western audiences as at Muslims, with the goal of challenging stereotypes about the Islamic faith, which exists in the post-September the 11th world.
It shows to people that Islam is not a problematic monolith, but that it's lived in very diverse ways in different countries, that it's a living religion, it's the world's fastest growing religion for a reason. And it certainly enables the discourse about Islam to shift. It takes it away from violence and takes it towards love, and that's why I call the film A Jihad for Love.
While homosexuality is legal in Muslim-majority Turkey, it remains a taboo subject for many. This member of the audience appreciated that the wall of silence was broken.
I found the film extremely interesting and valuable, also very brave, but at the same time necessary. I think we should come face to face with realities which we see in the streets every day. We can't keep blind. We should recognize what we have.
War responses such as this one came as a major relief to the filmmakers. The festival flew in several people who were featured in the documentary, including Egyptian-born Mazem, who now lives in self-imposed exile in Paris because he's a homosexual. He said he had concerns about attending the Istanbul festival.
I was afraid when I came to Turkey. When I arrived to the audience for the question and answers, I was like shaking. I didn't know where I would get the question from, where and what it will be. But I saw the people, I saw them applauding me and applauding everybody in the film. I said, oof. You know, I was very happy.
The response was not all positive. Several of Turkey's Islamic newspapers condemned the film, calling it an attack on the Islamic faith. According to Orthodox interpretations of the Quran, homosexuality is strictly forbidden. Festival organizers placed security guards in the audience during the screening and question and answer period after the film. Hostility toward the film is nothing new, according to a Jihad for Love producer, Sandy Dabowski. That's why he says its screening in Istanbul was so important.
It's quite groundbreaking because we've been submitting to film festivals in the Arab world and we've been rejected. So it's quite a landmark for us to be here. You know, we are doing a tour of Indonesia, but, you know, it's kind of ironic that we were just banned in Singapore.
The film and its filmmakers will tour the world for the next couple of years. Screenings are planned in India and Indonesia. The filmmakers hope the Arab world will eventually open its doors and allow A Jihad for Love to be seen. Doreen Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.